Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hard to talk about all this nonsense. It is. I seriously, after the game, I wanted to say, you know, we're going to talk about the culture of the Phillies tonight. And my first feeling was that it's bad and it feels bad. And when you're asking the question, is it a winning culture? And the feeling is no. My first thought was, well, you know, it is a no. It's definitely not a winning culture right now, but it's not that bad, right? I mean, you've got talent here. You've got Bryce Harper. You've got Aaron Nola. You've got Rhys Hoskins, Real Muto, Segura. These are good players. Even now, like, Kingery is great, and Jay Bruce is a good player, and you're going to have McCutcheon next year. Like, there's some things here you can feel good about. But the more you look at it, the worse it gets. And you realize that this isn't just little things, and this isn't fixable with a single trade, and this isn't even really fixable with a single move. I mean, you're probably going to have to clear house. And to think of that in an offseason, which was really you could say this was the best offseason in Phillies history. And they landed the greatest free agent that this city's ever gotten. What free agent is bigger than Bryce Harper? Seriously. I mean, outside of Nnamdi Asamoah signing here and winning a Super Bowl, which... What a bizarre universe that would be. Ham sandwiches for everybody in the car. You look at this, and to think that Klentak could be out the door, should be out the door after this season, that McPhail could and should be out the door after the season. I mean, really, a couple hours ago, it felt laughable. It felt silly. But now I can't see it any other way. What's left? What are they doing right? What tone are you setting? We're in the biggest series this team is playing because now you've had the All-Star break. Washington is the team you're competing with. Like, yes, those Braves games matter, and it sucks that they're losing those games to the Braves. The Braves are better, and it just is what it is. Braves are going to win the division. We all know that. Everyone accepts that. Washington you can beat. Washington you're competing with for a wild card. You're playing at home. Did they show up? No, they didn't show up. The president said, nah, we don't, you know, we could make a trade. We could. Well, what's the point? I don't see a reason. I mean, this isn't a World Series team. We might, he even said that they could make the wild card, and basically, what's the point? I mean, that's their goal now. They're not winning the division, so they're going to be a wild card team. He said, what's the point? I mean, like, listen to this. Can we play this again, Caesar? Let's get... Andy McPhail. Andy, what about making a trade for your team that might make the wild card? Oh, it's so great. Be more judicious with your playing talent. Andy, you kill me. Who's writing your lines? Is it Seinfeld? It's got to be Seinfeld. He was there at that Mets night. You guys were there. Seinfeld writing your speeches, Andy McPhail, because you are hilarious, my friend. You are hysterical on levels that it's hard to comprehend. You're amazing. You're a generational talent. You're the next Dave Chappelle. Who would have thought? Lucky us. We have Andy McPhail. Funny man. I mean, because here's the thing. He just trashed the idea of being a wild card team, right? We all heard it. I just played it for you. He just said it. They could be a play-in team. Yeah, okay. What's that worth? That's Andy McPhail. That's the president of the organization in what is clearly a wild card season for the Phillies. That is their only realistic goal right now. They will not catch the Braves in any universe. It's not going to happen. Why? They don't have a winning culture. And here's the best part about it.
because he says that. He craps all over being a wild card team and whether or not it's worth adding pieces. And then let me give you this, because this is just, oh my God. I mean, icing on the cake does not do it justice. A truffle on the fries, maybe. I mean, this is masterpiece. All right. Here's what Andy McPhail says about Gabe Kapler, his failing and confused and out of his league manager. They ask him, Andy, what do you think about firing Gabe? The guy who is seeing everything happen that happened last year and doing nothing different. This thing is burning up in the worst way. They show up to their biggest game of the season with no energy whatsoever. What do you think, huh? What do you think about old Gabe, huh? Huh? What do you think? Well, here's Andy McPhail. He says, to me, honestly, I even hate to dignify that question with an answer. We're in the postseason today if the season was over. Well, hey, wait, whoa, 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 Andy, hey, slow down. I thought you just told me that the wild card isn't worth it. Why make a trade, right? That's what, did he not? He just told us. He just told us it's not worth making a trade. Not worth it. Why bother? It's a penny on the sidewalk. Who needs it? Not me. In this economy? Pfft. So now it's not good enough to add anybody, but it's certainly enough to get Gabe Kapler and give him the biggest, best bear hug you can imagine. I mean, what a good feeling it is when you just get a nice hug, right? It makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Oh, my God, the confidence levels just boost through the roof. What are we doing? What? It's one way or the other. The wild card matters or it doesn't. Andy McPhail, it's mind-numbing. This is so patently ridiculous. And I'm tired of it. It's getting to the point where you just got a clean house. I mean, seriously, if Kapler is still managing this team after this Washington series, just pack the whole thing up and let's go home. This season is over. This management is over. There's no point in any of it. Why bother? It's crazy, man. It's crazier by the minute. The more you think about it, the dumber it is. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Steve, you're on WIP. What's up?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. I listen to actually every show because I work a gazillion hours. I own a bakery. But the thing is, I hear analytics all the time, and I'm sorry, I'm old school. I'm 56. Mm-hmm. Played the game in the 70s and in 80s and all that kind of stuff. And the one thing I always, you know, see year in and year out is still talent prevails. It doesn't matter if you change the game or you change this or you change that. The most talented teams are always going to win. Last year, the best pitching teams and the best hitting teams were pretty much in the playoffs. Houston, Yankees, Boston, L.A., Milwaukee, etc. They were the best teams. It doesn't matter if it's analytically driven or just regular baseball. The one thing I can't stand about the Phillies, and I listen to every game because I work nights and stuff.
Okay.
I'm listening to, you know, the thing that makes it listenable is Fransky and Anderson. They're a riot. I love listening to them guys because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to tolerate listening to it, let alone watching it.
Yeah, and but, you know what? They're not homers either. Like, L.A. crushes that team when they're bad, and
I
it's
love
great.
L.A.
It's great. You got to love
him.
How
can you not love that guy?
He's the best.
He is. But the one thing I like is what Kingery did. He said, I'm not going with this crap. I'm doing what got me here. I am attacking the ball that I see. Because if you know anything about professional sports, and, you know, I've been watching for a long time. I played, you know, in high school and all that kind of stuff. You usually only get one good pitch to hit. And if you know that the team you're going against, like the Phillies, who are trying to work the pitcher and trying to work the pitcher, like Reese Hoskins, they're taking first ball strikes right down the middle of the plate.
Yep.
How many times in the last 2 weeks has Kingery belted the first pitch off of good pitchers? Notably, Keuchel, I think it was one, and DeGrom was the other one. First pitch, boom, out of the park. Because he knows that, you know, this guy knows I'm going to sit here and take a fastball down the middle, so I'm going to hit it. And, you know, and the one thing I don't understand is that I don't care how good Harper's supposed to be. And, by the way, Jim Thome was a much better signing than Harper was as a free agent a while ago, a guy who was a real player, 45 home runs, 130 RBI guy. That, you know, if they're going to leave the left field side open, then hit it. Then the next guy comes up. And then one thing about Hoskins that I can't stand. I mean, can somebody please tell these guys that a 360 home run to right field is just as good as a 450 shot to left field? And the same thing with Harper. Hitting one out to left field, and we all know Harper can do it. He's done it a few times. The best hitters are the ones who hit it to all fields. Look at this kid Alonso from the Mets. He, in the home run hitting contest, hit two or three to right field. When have you seen that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the home run contest is one thing, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, why aren't we doing that? And I don't care. Look, if somebody's not listening to the hitting coach, you bench the guy. Franco. When Franco's going good, it's because he's hitting it to right center field and center field. When he starts trying to pull off the balls, when he gets to the ball, you sit him down for a few games and tell him, look, if you ain't going to do what you're supposed to do, then this is where you're going to sit. You can pick splinters from your behind.
Yeah, and that's what he needs to do. And Steve, I appreciate it, man. I mean, Franco was fine tonight, but overall, he's just not consistent, and it's the whole thing's so exhausting. All right, I need to take a break. I blew a gasket a minute ago, so I'm going to take a break. If you want to get in, 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phone is how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn. If you want to get in, you can also join the show on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. That's all one word. It's Vince Quinn. Coming up, the shank of the evening, Steve Trevalese. Hey, there he is. Hey, he's getting it ready. He's got his Dunkin'. All right, with Saquon.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah, here we go. So that's
a tasty cake.
That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.